For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to Invasion of Privacy. I'm Kate Wolf.
And I'm CG Wolf.
And today we have John Koppel.
Yeah. Yo.
Here in the flesh.
In the flesh, baby.
Yeah, boy.
All right, I'm going to get started with our first topic.
Oh.
30 LA County probation officers face charges over gladiator fights among youth at juvenile hall.
That sounds amazing.
Cool or not cool?
I want to watch some gladiator fights.
I'm going to say not cool. That is so against the law. And it's just, they're abusing their power. I understand that the movie Gladiator was exhilarating to watch, but it's fake. I know back in the day they had horrible gladiator fights.
It was based on a true events.
But they did have that. Yeah, you know, that was that. Real. It wasn't just made up.
I'm saying I'm not about it, but I feel like you guys might have other feelings.
I like that you opened with, first of all, it's illegal. It's just like... My wife is quite like the Girl Scout. I remember when we used to talk about like legalization of pot, which like, you know, since I've been with her, half the country is now legalized, but I would bring it up. She'd be like, okay, first of all, it's illegal. Like, fucking nerd. Okay. So I love you, honey.
But... I think gladiator fights should be illegal. I don't think that's cool. That's pretty horrible. These are kids. Yes, they fucked up. Probably to get there. Maybe some didn't fuck up. Maybe they're wrongfully in there. And I just don't think you should be putting children, essentially, against children for the adults' entertainment.
Look, as far as real gladiators back in the day, I think it's the best idea anyone ever had. Let's get the shitty people in the jail to fight each other to death and raise all this money for, like, the town. I fucking love that. I would love to go. I would be in the first row every single time, like, kill, kill. I'd be one of those. And then, but as far as this in the detention center, you've got probably some pretty punk ass kids, and your job sucks being the guard there. And, you know, if they want to fight, and they're going to fight anyway, probably, why not make it an event? Why not get popcorn? Why not put wage, you know, bet on it?
Let's organize it.
Organize it. Say 1, 2, 3, go, so nobody gets snuck. You know what I'm saying? You know, you this kid will just get sucker punched otherwise or shanked.
We couldn't disagree more.
So am I the tiebreaker?
Yeah, definitely, because you're totally into it.
All right, forced combat. I'm not for that.
He has a heart.
It's my hot take.
Wait. Even back 2,000 years ago.
Yeah, I don't think, that was a moral quandary back then too. This is documented. It's not like the entire Roman society was behind it. Enough people were, but it waned in popularity because a lot of the more, you know, forward-thinking, empathetic people said, like, this is pretty fucked up.
I feel like the first time that I smoked weed before a gladiator match, then I'd see that it was fucked up. Because I'd be like, oh my fucking God, what is this? But like, I'd have to smoke weed first.
To have the empathy.
To see, like, to see it in high definition, you know?
Yeah, I can see what you mean, because I remember when I used to get high and walk outside during the winter, I would look for black ice and be like, dude, if I were to fall right now, I'd be done. Like, there's like more fear. There's more like, I do not want to go through pain right now. Yeah. Yeah. So, but I have empathy even when I'm sober. That's kind of my superpower.
So
that's why you'd be a better politician. I feel like
You think so? If we're running for office, my answer was better.
Yes, that's more.
I don't know. In 2025, I think his answer would do pretty well.
Unfortunately, you and Trump would probably agree with what you said, CG. But
if you're if you've ever been in a prison type setting, which I'm not saying I have, but I've heard. That there's some people really need an ass beating in there. And so I think it would be really fun if I was in a prison setting to watch someone get that ass
beating. And some people in prison don't deserve something like that at all. And them being forced into it is horrific and mean and bullying. And some people never even stood a chance.
Wait, wait. I didn't know this forced into. I thought the kids were like, sign me up for gladiators.
No, I don't think it was like that. I think it was like,
I think we're speculating.
You're going against each other. No, I read the
article. I think they said, sign me up, and because the prize is a king size.
You didn't read the article. I did.
Baby,
By the way, I'm not sure I believe that you read the article.
I did read the article.
Look,
you presented it as if you saw the headline. Okay. No, look, I believe you read the article.
Look.
They were putting kids against each other. Maybe if a kid said, no, 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 I don't want to. But according to the article, it made it sound like they would basically say you versus you.
Yeah, the headline certainly made it sound as if people were being forced into combat, which is that's pretty wild.
It's pretty horrible, CG. Yeah.
All I'm saying is if somebody offers you a king-size Reese's, you know, in the slammer, you will fight for the king size Reese's cups. Okay? So
I bet you would have all be happy of the Reese's cups.
And you'll be happy as shit. And if you're a graceful winner, you'll give one Reese cup to your opponent. So yeah, who's the bad guy now?
I'm still going to say you. I love how I choose topics that I have a feeling my husband's going to say something crazy about, and then I just look at him in disappointment. I'm like, okay. Yeah.
Like, this is who I'm married to.
Yeah. You choose topics so we can reprimand him.
Yeah. John, would you like to say something to CG?
Like, listen, the kids in the juvenile detention center are by no means against violence, is all I'm saying. These people who are these most of them like to fight.
I know some people who went to prison. And some of them are very kind, nonviolent souls, even though they committed a crime in a state of mind. And I would not want them to
this
be
is
forced
just
to
juveniles,
fight.
Right? So it's not
no,
like,
these are adults that I would feel bad
no,
for.
Right.
Oh, yeah, yeah, the just right. juveniles.
So it's not like Jews that have committed tax evasion being forced to get their ass whooped. Because that would feel horrible.
That would be
about that.
So fun to watch. I mean,
I just want to make sure that none of my people are getting hurt in prison.
Fight Club is more where
oh
you would
oh, my God.
See
if they did it in white-collar prison, that would be the best story ever. These accountants just getting the shit beat out of them. They're just like, go get them, Earl. You know, like, oh, my God. It would be so much fun. But
that would be more entertaining, I'll be honest.
Especially if one of them, like, manned up for the first time in their life. Like, it changed their fucking life because they were like, I got to fight right now? Like, I've never been in a fight in my fucking life. I'm about to throw down.
Nerd rage is a real thing, and I have seen it. And you can push Earl only so much, and then he's going to take his, you know, notebook and just smash it right over your dome when you're not looking. And fight dirty, too. So I'm kind of for that now, the more that we're talking about
exactly.
it.
Exactly. There's, you got to paint the circumstances. You know what I'm saying?
You have to go get your wedding ring on. You didn't have it on last time, and it really bothered me when I was editing. I was like, what's the deal with that?
I always, when I get home, I always put it on the kitchen table because it's annoying. But I always wear it when
you can
I'm
go get it, and it'll be John and I for a
whenever,
quick sec.
It's he started talking about forced combat, and you're like, put that ring on, because a lot of women are going to be into this.
It's just something that it's like, I always wear my wedding ring. You always do.
When I leave the house, it's part of like my wallet, like watch, wedding ring. That's
what I'm saying.
It's just part of the equation.
You know
why?
He goes home, takes it off, which I do too. But then when we podcast at home, he like forgets that it's a outing in a certain sense.
Well, I think it's pretty clear that you're married. You like announce that you have the same name at the very top.
It's right.
So I don't know. I wouldn't get too insecure about it.
I think it's respectful. I want him to tattoo Kate on his ring finger. John said no.
Nah, I'm not into that.
Okay.
Yeah. But you do you. I don't know why.
He doesn't want to do it. Right? Because at work, he can't always wear it because he just got a more manual labor type of job, you know? And like,
well,
it
like
could be
you
a
could
hazard.
Get your fingers ripped off type of job.
Yeah. And he would never want that.
So, yes. So also, that I understand. But I was like, ooh, maybe instead we could get Kate tattooed on your ring finger. But now he's not going to because you said that's horrible.
That's mad gay.
Yeah, it is. And honestly,
even though it's like a, you know, about a straight marriage couple.
And guys are horrible and they're going to say terrible things. And you're putting your, yeah, you don't want to be like volunteering yourself for that. It's terrible. Don't do
okay.
it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fine.
Yeah. I don't like it. Next topic.
Next topic.
They call me a raging queef at work.
Oh my God. Next.
They would.
Oh,
yeah. I don't want that kind of noise, man.
No.
I'm about that.
I don't
life.
Want you to be called a raging queef. No. Next topic. Mm. Bar and bat mitzvah etiquette. This is your topic, Koppel. And I'm curious, are you going now to bar and bat mitzvahs?
Yeah, man. Wow. Yeah. So first of all,
wait. So is this question bar and bat mitzvah etiquette when you're 13? Or is this bar and bat mitzvah etiquette when you're an adult?
I don't know how many 13-year-old listeners you guys have, so I'm not going to start giving them advice, but I will say, like, bar and bat mitzvahs when in the mid-90s when we were going were a pretty good time. Now it's at a whole other level, and they have, like, their to-go little, like, their goodie bags. They get hooked up with jerseys and hats. And like, yeah, they are killing.
Well, we're in your goodie bags at your bar mitzvah. I forget.
I give shit. I give a goodie bag. I give a party. Shirt. Oh yeah, I guess sometimes you get a shirt.
Yeah,
I remember.
It would be like absolute John. Absolutely, like, we'd go over that
shit like that.
Do the absolute.
I remember
stuff.
Spectre had Hannah's Bananas tank top.
Yes,
and it was a bunch of a banana with everybody's name on it. I had that thing for like 10 years.
Bro, I didn't even get one. I was at somebody else's that day.
You went
I don't
to
know
Jackie's.
How I got you. Got
Jackie's
you.
Still mad at me that I. Chose Adams, and it was a bad decision. Adams great,
they were both
but I should have
went
to
both
Jackie's.
Extremely relevant.
It's wild that they were on the
so
same
it was a very
day.
Hard decision
because their moms were tight. Yeah,
I know. My mom's really good friends with Adam's mom. Not that the listeners give a shit about any of this. And plus, my then boyfriend was going to Adams, and you know,
So
I followed Dave.
My man Dave.
My man Dave. So anyhow, you go to these parties, which are absurd. They were absurd back then. Now they're only more absurd. And I guess the bigger question is, I missed a friend's kid's bat mitzvah because it was down in Miami and the whole family was invited to fly everyone down. Thousands of dollars.
Wow. Just to fly everyone down?
Well, for us to all fly stay at a hotel, you know, the whole thing. So I didn't do it.
Wait, are they from here and they threw it in Miami? Or
no,
they're from
no,
there?
No, they live there.
Got you.
So one of my college buddies asked me, so you're sending a gift, right? I'm like, this is literally the richest person I know and their kid. Like, why do I have to send a gift? And it's like, because that's the whole point. You're helping launch them into adulthood, and that's the whole custom. It's like, why do I have – this kid has more money than I'll ever have. Do I have to give a kid a gift? And, that was like – that was dancing in my head. So I don't know.
What did you do?
I didn't give a gift yet. I have time.
Oh, you have
You're
time.
You're asking two bro codes and – I'm going to say you don't have to give a gift if you're not going and if that person's richer than you. I think both of those should be taken into consideration.
I'm
a Jewish broke person, so that influences my
it.
Answer.
Grew up wealthy and now are broke? That's the hardest life, I think, to live.
And now you're a Jew.
If you grew up wealthy and to
you
be
went,
poor?
You went from Christian to Jewish, kind of.
I did.
Because you thought there'd be money in it.
And apparently there isn't.
He married the wrong
Not
Jew.
Not when you're still a Gentile. But you don't get the same respect.
I don't like...
Like, I'm kind of like her retarded friend. What, like, around other Jewish people.
People
like,
aren't really supposed to use the word retarded in 2025. I just want to let you know. You can still use it. But I need to let the listeners
know
that I'm aware.
How Grimace is Ronald McDonald's retarded friend. Sorry. I'm done saying that.
I thought Grimace.
It's 2025.
Yeah. CG calls women bitches on the podcast. He uses the word retarded. And I'm just saying that's a choice to make.
It's a choice.
But
it's not really
it
a choice.
May offend some.
When it's like already in your brain, like it's hard to get rid of. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like.
We were born in the 80s and it's a very different time. I'm constructing a stand-up joke about this, the toxic 80s, because you had a thing where the kids you work with are kind of like, oh, you were born in the 80s? You don't have any allergies, do you?
That's what, like, they asked me.
And he doesn't. Yeah. You know, I just think, yeah, when we grew up, you would say things like, oh, that's gay, and it like wasn't offensive. And now if you say that in front of people, you never know if they're going to be offended or not.
Right.
That's true. I need to shake that. I need to shake that habit.
You don't necessarily have and to shake it. You just have to be aware
really
some might be offended.
If you talk to somebody from Gen Z and you say the type of things that we're referencing right now, in my experience, they fucking love it. They love it. Are you kidding me? These bros, being a bro is timeless. All right. Dudes that are between like 20 and 25 are as stupid as we were. They're every bit as like, yeah,
bro,
all of it.
Yeah. The other day she tried to make me pinky promise something. And I was like, listen, I promise I'll do it, but I'm not doing the pinky thing.
Yeah.
Because that's mad gay. And then she talked to, you know, she talked to her son and he said it was cool. It was fine that he gave him all the time. Mm. And then she said, that's because I'm from the toxic 80s. And she keeps, ever since that happened, because I wouldn't pinky promise her, I'm from the toxic 80s now. She's from the fucking toxic 80s.
You don't want to paint with too broad of a brush, because we're from the same era. I'm older than you are, technically by a little bit anyhow. And I had sushi for dinner last night, and I still think about you most of the time when I'm ordering sushi, because I referenced sushi and you were like, no, for real? You're like, you eat sushi? And that's like your meal. I was like, yeah, of course it's my meal. It's like, and you're like, you don't have to have a meal after. Like, no, that is my meal. And then you couldn't believe that I use chopsticks. And it's like, well, I feel like that makes you maybe more of a man than me, but it's like, yeah, you're a full on gorilla.
Right, right. So yeah, so I get her point.
We're trying to evolve, right. And you are in certain ways.
But
I like
when
like.
You're asking Siege to pinky promise, you're picking an argument. You know he's not going to do it. That's crazy.
And we were hanging
it's
out with his son.
It's such a feminine.
So
like,
I was like, and his son pinky promised me. You know what I mean? And I'm like, come on, Siege. But he was really like, no, pinky promises are gay. And I was like, they're not.
Yeah, that's like him asking you, like, you want to headbutt over it?
I don't think so. Headbutting's painful. Think of another movement, like, you want to grab our dicks over it? That I would do. I don't have a dick.
I would do that too.
Yeah.
What would we be doing?
We just grab each other's dicks just to like shake on it. That's how contracts are executed.
That's the next step, I feel like, from a pinky promise. Now, next thing I know, I'm grabbing dicks out here. You know what I'm saying? That's where it leads. So I'm trying not to go down that slope. Yeah. It's a slippery slope once you start.
Man. As I'm leaving today, I'm going to be like, will you come to my party? Dick grab, don't you lie to me.
Oh my God. Okay.
There's got to be a better name than a dick.
The new grabbing dicks.
I'm going to the next topic because we have a lot.
Okay.
All right then.
Severance. Would you want to be severed? Once again, this is your topic. I thought that was hilarious. Would you want to be severed?
What the fuck is this Severance?
All right. Severance is like the best show on TV right now, probably. Oh.
Really?
Never heard of Severance?
No, I definitely have heard of it.
I thought you were talking about
I've heard of it. Okay. But so it's awesome? We need to watch it?
Oh, yeah.
What network's it on?
Apple TV.
I thought you were talking about like people who get fired with the severance, and it's like, would you want to be fired and get a big payout? And I was like, let's talk.
All right, let's do it. You get a payday?
But this is a different thing.
Yeah, John, explain.
It's your topic, so you got to take the reins.
We're going to watch the show, but for now.
It's a really good show. So the concept of severance is that these people get, when they go into work, they're severed. As they get in the elevator to go into where they work, the office that they work at, their brain shifts and they turn into only the person they are when they're in the office. So they don't even know who they are before. They don't know if they've got a family. They don't know where they live. They don't know what they drive. Their entire existence is when they get off the elevator and go into work and sit in that office. They know they're like half dozen coworkers, and that is it. And then the person, you know, and they are referred to as their innies. Their outies are outside of work only, and they don't know what happens in the office, and they never think about it. So part of the appeal, you know, and again, I'm just going to lay out the premise because I'm already going too deep into the weeds. It's like, well, if you've got some emotional thing that you don't want to think about when you're at work, or if you just have the idea of like, I don't want to have anxiety about work when I'm not there. I don't even know what the fuck I do for a living, really. So it's interesting. And also,
fuck yes, I want to be severed.
Yeah. What? And forget about me when you go to work?
Baby, they talk, you just, they she always turns
the in. The innie refers to the outie as if they're different people, like, because they don't fucking know them. Like, they don't have any. And predictably, a lot of time the outie doesn't get any sleep because, like, they want to make the most of their time. You know, that's the innie's problem, that they're physically tired, you know, at work.
That fucking sucks.
Yeah, or, like, become an alcoholic and then just, like, the innie has to deal with being hungover and sitting in the office.
All right,
those are some bad things.
I'm confused,
I don't know about all this.
Honestly, by the whole concept, but I do hate my husband right now for what he said.
No, it just means when
you always want to say the craziest shit.
It's not that crazy, baby. It's like, no, when you go to work, work sucks anyway. So you go and you handle your fucking business, and then you don't have to think about it at all when you go home. That's what I'm thinking of. That's what I'm thinking about.
I would not want you to go to work and, like, forget about me.
Wait, do people at work be fucking other people because they don't know who their wife is?
I'm not giving away the entire show.
I didn't realize that. That's the first place
That's
your brain
divorce,
went.
Sir.
That's the first place
That's
your brain
divorce.
Went, though. So, and I didn't realize
You're like,
that
oh,
was a thing.
Oh, fuck yeah. I would love to forget about my life. Like,
well,
divorced.
I mean, I'm not going to give away points of the show. A lot of the time, it's the people that do it have their reasons. It's not something that most people decide to do. But
yeah, like cancer or something like horrific that they don't want to think about.
Oh, wait. Everyone right? on the show is not severed? There's some you have to choose to be severed?
Correct. Yeah.
Maybe I'd totally be severed. It's so much easier. It'd be so much easier.
Part of what makes it interesting to me is that sometimes I think if I had an identical twin, like I wonder if there was another version of me that I had never met. Same physical and mental, like physiology, mental makeup, but just we had never met each other. Who would be doing better? Like, am I optimizing my potential? You know, and that's like being severed is kind of a version of that. It's like, wow, because the severed version of you might kill it, might be in the office and be the absolute best and would potentially be embarrassed by
I wouldn't be
outside.
Married to someone who would choose to do that. So if my husband was like, I want to go and be severed, I'd be like, let's sign the divorce papers and I'll be severed as well. I will. You know what I mean? Like if he's going and pretending his life is
so
different,
you would
there,
cope with your depression by getting severed.
Yeah, I wouldn't choose to be with someone who wants to go to work. And
right,
like,
but what you just said that you
if
would
I'm
also
thinking
get
of it,
severed.
I would just want nothing to do with any of that. I don't even think
so
I get it. Maybe.
I don't think you get it either because you're taking it as such an insult to be
you
severed.
You said you'd want to be severed. Like you go into this work environment and you like pretend.
You don't
like,
pretend.
No, you don't pretend.
You don't
like,
know
you
anything else
don't
except
know
work. And so when you go into
kids.
Work.
You could have kids and you would have no idea. It's
and
not about
you're
the
still,
being
you still
mean.
Have a family. And right when you get off of work, you snap back into and know your family and everything like that. And then you go have a happy
this
home
sounds
life.
Like but when you're central, like
why?
You go.
That's not the point of the show.
Baby.
What's I don't get
your
it.
Brain is too attuned to like cheating. It's not. It has nothing to do with that.
It's not a cheating.
It's not, you're at work and all you can fucking think about is work.
Well,
and
not
you don't
necessarily
remember.
Like you can only think about work, but you only know this world. You know, you're, you know, the version of you that, you know, gains consciousness when you walked in there.
All right. So does that person at work go fucking insane because all they do is work? Because all they know is work?
It's, you have to watch the show.
It's a, dude, I hate it's a this really topic. Good show. I don't get it. I'm confused.
This is why I said take it.
Now I hate my husband. Our anniversary is coming up in 3 days, and I'm like, whatever now. Dude. I don't like this topic. I don't get it.
I am sorry.
And I definitely am not someone who would want to be like only in work universe. That sounds
well, you kind of
horrible.
Signed your innie up to like be a slave, really. Because they don't have, they don't even know a world outside of that office.
Yeah, I'm like, who would choose that? And then once again, the guy who wants juvenile gladiator fights. And I'm like,
but then you get to live in a world where you never have to work. I think
yeah,
that's what
but
Steve
like,
that's exactly
he's
what
about
was my idea.
I definitely would love to never work and be a pure 100% princess. But
we'll get you
not
there.
If my husband sucked into a vortex of not remembering me while at work or whatever this thing is.
But then the
you
second
him thinking about you.
No, not all the time.
The second
no.
I get off of work, I'm back thinking about you again.
No, you're going to think about me sometimes at work because one of our issues is he's a too friendly motherfucker. And if he goes somewhere and forgets about me, he'll have a gangbang. I don't, maybe even men in there somehow because he's just way too friendly.
I can see that.
What the fuck?
It's, you're yeah. too friendly.
What the fuck?
When I used to be in his AirPods when he would deliver, I'd be like, who the fuck did you just say all that nice shit to? And he'd be like, that was a dude. I'd be like, what the fuck? Like, he's like flirty with everyone almost. It's like weird.
I'm very friendly with the customers.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
But she always thinks that every like secretary that I deliver to sounds like, you know, it sounds like we're banging or it sounds like they want to bang me or that I want to bang
them. I'll be like,
them.
Is that woman hot?
When she's on the AirPods, bro. So like,
I'll be like, is that a hot woman? And I don't even know if he's lying or not. He'll be like, she was 350 pounds. And I'm
he's
like,
not lying.
How did she get a hot voice?
Bro.
These women that aren't very attractive have found a way to have the sexiest voices ever because the woman will be like, hi, bye Charles, and I'm like, who the fuck porn star secretary did you just deliver to? And he's like, baby she's 300 pounds, she has horrible acne, and I'm like, you better be fucking telling me the truth.
I'm just envisioning him in front of like some supermodel dime piece saying that like, oh, she's a pig.
Oh, trust me. Exactly. I'm going to have to step my flirt game
Why
up in this world.
Why are you talking to each other that much when he's at work?
Well, I don't anymore because he switched jobs. Now he's in the severance or whatever.
Boy, I didn't realize. Yeah.
Next fun topic of yours, Koppel. No, this one will
George
be fine,
Foreman.
I would think.
Oh, can I tell you a little story about the shipyard?
Yeah. Because
that's where I work now.
Mm.
So I'm with the cleaning team right now because I'm an apprentice and that's shit duty. And when you're an apprentice, they give you shit duty. So,
are you sure you want to share with everyone where you work?
Yes.
Okay.
So anyway, so I'm on the, we go on the ship and we're assigned to clean out like the bottom fucking scariest like tank down in the bottom of the ship, right? And when we get down there, they're like, no, don't worry. You don't have to really do any of the cleaning. There were like 12 Ukrainian women down in like the down in this dark hole. And they were like, your only job is to bring them water. You know,
for
bring
cleaning.
Them water so they can
for
do their cleaning,
cleaning
right?
I thought at first it was like
one 12-ounce bottle for every 3 Ukrainians.
So yeah, they're down in this hole, and then my boss is like, yo, I don't think we can bring them water right now yet because I don't know, some safety issue, whatever the fuck it was. So he was off doing his thing, or just standing around, and you know, every time I look down into the hole, the Ukrainian women look longingly at me and like try to pass me a big jug of water. And I'm like, you know, they're just like, please help us. Help us. Like they're looking like that, but we can't. They don't speak any English. Aww. They speak no English. And so I'm basically like, me want help you. You know, I'm not the boss. The boss said, no, I would, I'm good person. I would bring you water, you know, and it was so sad because every time, and then they wouldn't understand. They just looked longingly at me. Like it was like a girl who fell down a well and she just wants something to eat. And like, why can't you bring me something to eat? But she can't understand. And so it was it was hard. It was heart-wrenching. I had to stop looking down the hole after a little while. That's how I solved the problem. And then finally when I
can we put a barricade so I don't have to see these poor women?
Finally, I was so happy to bring them back a jug of water. Like one of those Deer Park big fucking 10-gallon jugs. Like I bring them one and I bring it down the ladder and everything. It's scary as fuck, by the way, going down the ladder with like a huge thing on your shoulder.
And you see that they're like eating one of their own.
I finally bring the water and then... They basically, like, I'm like, here, water. I was so excited to help them. And, like, they didn't give a shit. Like, they did not need to use the water at all. They were fine. And they were laughing at me now. They're laughing at me because I came down the stairs with the big thing of water that they didn't need.
I don't even support Ukraine anymore. That's terrible. Why'd they do that?
It was very emasculating. And they basically, I think I got the gist of it. It was like, there's not much work to do and we're here for 8 hours. Please leave us alone. Cause we're also supposed to like help them. So, it was an eye opening day.
That sounds good terrible.
Day. They make CG carry a lot of the heavy shit around cause he's big. But he's also almost 44. I'm old as fuck.
Everybody else is like 22.
He should say something.
And they're like, big man, grab that. It's like 20 flights of stairs just to get onto the ship, bro.
God damn.
Yeah. Like, and you're carrying whatever the fuck on there.
But when I'm like, you should say something to your boss that, like, you're older, you have a bad back. He's like, I'm not a bitch. And I'm like, toxic 80s. Keep doing it then. Have fun.
I mean. Yeah, I don't know.
You can't say that. Like I'm big and I.
You
and
can.
I'm not gonna have to do this job for that much longer.
Because like, he goes into training.
Starts go to training academy stuff like that. So I'm like, no, dude, I gotta man up while I'm here.
Yeah, I mean, maybe for like the first few weeks, they'd be like, all right, why don't you carry some and I'll carry some or whatever the fuck. I think at a certain point, you got
no, like it's the boss. You can't be like you carry some of this shit too. He's like, you over there, carry some shit.
Because he's big.
You gotta
but
do
it's like a respectful way that they say it. Like you look strong.
Yeah,
so it's also cool. Yeah, you know what I'm
saying? I think he's a bitch for not speaking up for himself. I think he's more of a pussy for not being like, actually, I'm almost 44, and I've had some bad back issues this year where I could almost get out of bed. I think maybe you could also ask this 22-year-old who's in great shape to lift some of these things. I think that would be manning up.
I mean,
speaking your truth.
I applaud you for speaking his language by calling him a pussy. Like, first of all, Zeech, you're a fucking pussy. He's like, I can tell that cut deep.
It did.
Yeah, I know. It hurt me to hear it.
Because it's a belief system in our society that, like, you gotta just do all this shit. If you speak up and say, oh, I have a weakness or a vulnerability, then you're weak. I think that makes you stupid. If you have certain things and it's hurting your knee or your back, to say like, hey, totally cool to do it most of the time, but maybe sometimes ask that strapping young fella next to me because I'm fucking old.
I think that if before the workday started, if you were to tell your boss, like, listen, my back's been bothering me. If you just wouldn't mind not calling me out today to, like, carry a bunch of that stuff up the stairs and, like, hopefully.
No, but that's not really what hurts my back, though. So I can't. It was when I was driving for a living, and then you're, like, sitting in a seat the whole day.
Yeah.
And then you got to bend over and pick up something heavy. That fucks it up. But now, like, I'm on my feet the whole day. It's not bothering me.
Well,
so I got a man up.
I feel like it's just bothering Kate.
Well, it's just like, because I know, like, he's a big dude. Do you know what I mean? So I get why people would look at him and be like, him, get him to do all the lifting. But, like, I've also seen you get hurt, you know? So it's just kind of like, I don't want my man all mangled.
Yeah. No, I hear you. You need him to come home and deliver the goods. I got you.
Yeah. Or I have to be on top all the time with him being like, oh. That's not how he sounds during sex. No, that's like a hurt back sound, not a coming sound.
I just came.
It dribbles out.
Oh, come on with the visuals. Dribbles out. Not that old. It squirts still.
Well, the sound was supposed to be for the back, not the like sex sound.
Module, I'm basically a male squirter. That's how far I squirt.
I think that's every man. That's disgusting.
No. Like, mine squirts really so far that you would call me a male squirter.
You don't even know that. When have you tested out how far your semen
When I jerk
runs?
Off all the time
you
every day.
You test it? You test to see how far
When
it
I jerked
flies.
Off every day since I was 9.
You'd be testing your distance?
I mean, not testing it, not like trying to throw it further and further. Like, just you see it. Like,
you see that you still got it.
Sometimes you're looking straight at it. Sometimes. Like, not all the time. Like, that's weird to do all the time.
So you do
but
test
sometimes
it.
I'm looking straight at it, you know? Yeah. And I try to see how high it goes, and sometimes it's up to my chest.
Really?
Yeah.
You come on yourself when you jerk off.
Where do you want me to come?
That's very sensual.
Well, you're laying
down. I thought
you
jerked off in
your back.
Fucking. Like handy washcloth.
I don't like jerk off directly into the washcloth. I jerk off and then I use the washcloth to wipe it up. Because she knows that I have these jizz washcloths that are in my drawer next to the nightstand. And that's what she's referring to. But so she has this picture of how I do it. But I don't do it in front of her.
Yeah, I hope not. But she'd be impressed, I'm sure, if you did.
If I watched it fly, I'd be like, why? Like, okay, well, whatever. You do you. I don't jerk off and watch my girl jizz fly, but that's because it doesn't. And I don't jerk off.
Well, maybe squirters do, though. Watch it.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm glad I'm not a major squirter.
Can
person.
We do like a calling all male squirters and then just hear some testimonials?
No, I'm going to switch to the next topic.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Which is another couple topic.
Oh boy.
Do slow drivers know how much they fuck up our day? That's beautiful, because I think the same thing.
Well, sometimes I think, because most of the time when I'm in a car, it's because I have to be. It's not even that I dislike driving, but I'm doing it because I got shit to do. I got somewhere to be, and then I want to get back to my life, you know, or just get to wherever. So I think of it in terms of either going to work or when I'm picking up my kids from some activity, and then somebody gets in front of me going like 10 miles per hour below the speed limit. I'm like, what the fuck, dude? Like, do you have nowhere to be? Or like, are you fucking with me? Are you lost? And yeah, I don't know.
I feel like oftentimes it's a geriatric, because I'll get really mad. And then like when I see them, they're just like slowly dying behind the wheel. And then I'm like,
I always look at the person who's doing that. And then I see that they have brain dementia or something. Like, you can just see it on their face. And I'm like, oh,
yeah,
they didn't mean to do this. Like, life is beating them up.
Yeah, no, they're usually not doing great. And then I hate myself a little bit for
right,
hating them. But maybe this shows where I am in my life, because I used to get on the highway and only be annoyed with slow drivers. And I still find them to be a little bit annoying, but I fully think that we're divided into thirds. A third of the drivers are like way too slow. A third drive like fucking lunatics, scary as hell.
They're the worst.
And then a third are like normal drivers. And I think I'm probably slightly on the aggressive side, but I'm not crazy, you know? But people are aggressive as hell. Like, I feel like people drive and they don't give, they think that they've got good reaction times and stuff like that, but like you're not given any margin for error at all. Like, and you're crawling up people's asses and stuff. So I don't know.
Aggressive drivers are the worst. The ones who are like driving up your ass, almost making you crash.
They're just fucking their car up because they have to brake so hard every second. Like they just don't give a fuck what they're
doing
to the
car. Loud mufflers, dudes who think they look cool and their car's loud as fuck. I'm just like, no.
I want to slap the shit out of everyone with a loud car.
Yeah.
Like they made that shit loud on purpose. I just want to slap the
now
shit
out. Now that the weather's getting nice, you see that if you go eat outside or something and then the car goes by in traffic. And it'll be motorcycles sometimes too. And you're like you're hanging out, having like a nice conversation, having some drinks, and then these jackasses and their motorcycles. And then you see them again like 8 minutes later, like, oh, you're driving in a loop. You had to like, you didn't get enough attention.
They so desperately want attention or have a small penis. It's got to be something, some issue for them to need that kind of attention through a loud ass motherfucking car. I cannot. One time, by the way, I was driving behind a really slow driver. I was getting crazy. This was probably like 10 years ago. I was like getting so mad. And then when I pulled to the side, he had like a full oxygen tank. And I was like, okay, Kate, that's who you were just like cursing out. Like not to him, but in my car. And it kind of slowed me down. Just like, all right, dude's on an oxygen tank. I need to take it down.
Are you allowed
notches.
To fucking drive with an oxygen tank?
Apparently.
That shit's crazy.
Because he had the things in, you know, and I saw the tank and I was like, oh my gosh, I need to like get my life together, reorganize my thoughts and my morality.
I've got a lot of old people in my life that are driving and I don't like to think about what happens when they're driving. I'm like, oh boy. Like, I'm not saying they shouldn't be driving.
My grandfather.
I am saying they shouldn't be driving. They're not listening.
They shouldn't be.
Fuck them.
My grandfather, who is passed now, he one time fell asleep on the highway and, like, luckily somehow veered off into, like, what do you call it? Like, the off ramp, but then hit something. But, like, he could have easily died. He could have easily killed other people. I'm cool with the elderly being off the roads if they're at a certain point. Get off the roads.
Yeah. What do you say?
So I am the slow driver if I don't have anything to do. I just be cruising. I like driving.
Hopefully it's just during the weekend or something.
That's what I mean. Yeah. When I don't have anything to do and we're just kind of cruising, I'm like seeing the sights because I like being out and about, man. Mm. And so, but then when I have shit to do, then I'm fast. I'm not a dickhead though.
Right.
I definitely don't go up people's asses. I don't, you know, I will if somebody's going mad slow. Somebody's going mad slow, but I'm still like not even, for me it's up their ass, but it's not even like.
Yeah, it's not nearly as bad as some people that you see out there.
Yeah.
I hear you.
Yeah.
Next topic.
Yeah.
Kind of related. Mm. Do you think MAGA supporters will now be buying Teslas?
I don't know. I find it so I was driving the other day, and this might have been the second time this happened. Somebody with a Tesla had a bumper sticker on the back that said Elon with like that, and it was circled with a line through it. Like it was their way. It was their mini resistance. It was like, I can't, I'm not getting rid of this Tesla because it's still a cool car, but I'm not with that guy. And I was like, I get it. Like the resale value's tanked. Like, you know. You're keeping your Tesla, but I think we're going to start seeing it a little bit more, like really douchey bumper stickers and like maybe like dumbass American flags like hanging.
That
from.
Could be a positive of MAGA supporters caring a little bit more about the environment.
They don't give a fuck about the environment.
I know.
It's just them being like, poor Elon, richest man on earth. Like, that's my guy.
You know, he did get those two astronauts. We're stuck in space home finally. That's good.
Yeah.
There aren't many things I can say that I like about Elon and Trump these days.
My dude builds a good rocket ship.
He builds a good rocket ship, which is hard. I don't know how to do that.
Yeah.
If it were up to me, they would have still been stuck in space. Not because
I
would want them to
were.
Be.
No, I want them up.
If
in
it
space.
Were up to you, no one would have been in space. So we're okay. we'd
Dang,
still be fine down
true.
Here on the Earth.
Well, I think
but your ship
should
would be pretty as fuck
on Earth. Oh, it would be bedazzled.
Yeah,
yes,
it'd be pretty
it would
as
look
fuck.
Lovely,
but it would not function in any way.
Yeah, it wouldn't get off the ground.
It'd be beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it'd be gorgeous.
Well, who needs to go to space when Earth is so beautiful if we take care of Earth properly? Right, guys?
Mm. Well, it's like if you're going to spend billions of dollars trying to get people to Mars, it's like, well, maybe you could help people here.
Yeah.
Because even if you make it to Mars, you're not bringing people like us. It's like kind of a dick move. Like,
it's all
crazy. Right, spend all your money going to Mars. Mars seems like it would suck ass. Like, in the best possible circumstance, you're not going to have a good time on Mars.
Are you sure? What if you had a really dope building that you were in, you know, free from the elements, and then you could look out and just see the landscape and the sky? I think it might be kind of dope.
I think that would be a cool way to spend a long weekend.
And there's no people. And there's no fucking people. Do you think that? I think that'd be kind of like, it's so quiet. Like,
I really
people
like
go
being
to fucking
outside.
People like to go to fucking Montana or something, you know, because like there's fewer people.
Yeah.
There's like no people on the planet though.
But Montana
so, like,
is
that's
you
quiet.
Go fishing and like you walk the prairies and like you breathe the fresh air.
I'm picturing
watch
just
the
like
rolling hills.
I'm just picturing sitting in like my space chair. And like the whole side of the building is made out of a window, made out of window, and then just drinking. Just drinking for a few, I don't know. I feel like if you get there, you have enough money, you don't really have to work anymore or don't really have to do much.
I don't know, yeah, what the economy's like there. You could even get a job. No, yeah, I think it would be a fun way to spend a couple of days. I mean, like as a life.
No, you don't want it. You don't want it as your life.
It's hell.
No.
I think we need to all focus on making Earth amazing because she's dying, okay? Ooh. Climate change is real, and we need to refocus. And
my Earth is a man. I just wanted to put that in there.
Mother, Father Earth is dying, and Trump is all about resources. Like, he wants Ukraine because he wants the resources. He wants Greenland. Like, a lot of his shit is just to own all of the Earth's resources. And it's like, first of all, I hope he doesn't get access to all that shit. But even if he does, he'll just tank it all and then we're doomed. Anyway, not a fan.
Yeah, I'm not that into him either.
Yeah.
I'm also for
he's
the
not
record,
hot either.
I'm not very into like gendering Earth. Like, I feel like anyone that says Mother Earth, I'm like,
that's exactly what just happened to me. I did the opposing thing, but I don't really think of it as a, you know, gender either. It's like a thing.
Yeah.
The Earth has a soul.
Oh, no.
Named Gaia. And that's how I feel.
He said,
You guys can disagree.
Yeah,
that's
no,
cool.
No, listen, I'm about it. I love the Earth and the universe, and it's a living, breathing thing that nurtures, you know, but I just don't think of it as one or the other.
I'm all about balance and conservation and preservation and like protecting our natural resources, federal lands like being protected at all times, you know, but yeah. Earth ain't a lady.
You guys can feel how you want.
Yeah.
I
well,
love
just,
my mother,
it just feels
father.
Like when someone says, you know, she is suffering or whatever about the Earth, I know, like, I want to exit the conversation as soon as possible with that person. You know what I mean? Like, if a random person said
like
that to me.
I feel like the Bible, when people talk about Bible and God, and it's always a he. I find that to be annoying. It's like, oh, you can't picture a godlike force as a female. I know many goddesses walking this Earth.
Well, but if you could.
Same. Same girl.
There we go. Yeah.
But like picturing it isn't
your
really
your daughters good. Are being raised to be goddesses. They're amazing.
Mm. All right. Yeah.
See? Whatever.
Yeah.
Next topic. Kind of random as all topics are. So for some reason, when we turn on our TV, Hot Ones always comes on first on like the live TV thing. It's like a whole station.
I think it picks what to show us when we turn on the TV at the beginning.
Have you ever seen these Hot Ones where it's like celebrities try to eat the hottest wings possible?
I'm aware
while they ask them questions, while they interview them?
By the way, I've heard it's awesome and that the guy asks great questions and that you'd be surprised like what celebrities are badasses about the wings that they can take. I think it's a great concept, but for whatever reason, I've never seen it.
I'm only bringing it up because when it popped on, we haven't like watched a full thing. We've maybe watched like two
minutes. No, it pops on when we're like trying to get to another TV show. So we haven't really given it a chance yet.
However, Jeff Goldblum pops up on one of them. And I'm like,
he's the man.
Yeah, but he's like in his 70s. Like, he has no business
eating the hottest wings. Hands. If you are 70 and you eat the hottest hot sauce wing, like, I don't know. He must have a stomach of steel or something. Because that's like a career disaster. You go shit your pants on hot ones. You know, that's...
I'm making sure you're talking into the mic.
Baby,
people need to hear this shit. The pants
right next to my face. No, because last time when I was editing, it was you were quieter because sometimes you turn away from the mic. So I was trying to adjust it in front of your mic. Fine, whatever.
Oh, you're
all right.
And how was he? How'd he do?
No, we didn't watch.
We didn't finish.
Like I said, we watched him in Wicked after that. You know, so
did you like Wicked,
bro? The first half of it, I hated my life. But by the end of the movie, I loved it and was pissed that it was a part two.
Oh, really?
That I wasn't like seeing the end.
Okay. I like a musical, and I'm not trying to be like, you know, the most masculine dude in the world. That was a rough movie.
Dude, it was
like that.
It was hard to watch for the first half. But then I started getting into it. Yeah, once it started getting into the story, but like the cast and the like
it's more dancers and the kids in the school. It was entertaining. Cause I'm like, the choreography's great. The singing's great. Like the whole spectacle of it, all the set pieces, incredible. But I'm also like, I'd rather watch almost anything.
People who are amazing, like stage actors on stage. Like, I don't really vibe with that. Like there's a little too much energy or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, like I like TV and movie actors who like have to tone it back. Yeah, yeah, exactly. But I'm not the like Broadway acting type stuff.
Big,
I can't really do it.
Thespian stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
CG wasn't feeling it till the end. Then you loved it.
I was loving the last half hour, I'll say.
I was into it by the end. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The magic guy.
I was like, how did the monkeys get wings? I was like, oh my God. And then at the end of this one, I'm like, they didn't show me how she got the monkeys with wings. Part like, two. Are you fucking serious right now? That's the only thing I cared about the whole movie.
Mm-hmm.
How did the monkeys get wings? And then how did they become her friends? I thought they were thanking her for giving her the wings.
I can't wait.
But then...
Now I'm excited. I'm full on hype.
Okay, last topic.
Oh, no.
This is random, and I'm bringing it up because you're pretty good with history, and I'm not. So I'm a substitute teacher, and I guess a couple weeks ago, I was subbing for a teacher who pushes in with the history teacher at the end of the day. So I got to just go and sit in on a good history lesson. She was a great teacher. And she was explaining that during the Industrial Revolution, how, you know, I knew it changed everything, but that before indoor plumbing and the good sewage system, people were pooping in buckets and then dumping the buckets of poop onto the streets.
Yeah.
And I am upset still. Like, I'm like, how could they live with, like, everything smelling like shit?
Well, there was like horse shit all over the streets anyway, so it's there's already horse shit all over. We might as well add some human shit to this.
Why wouldn't they walk a little further?
Listen, the whole world, I think it's good to remind yourself periodically that we live in the best time ever to be alive because for... you know, thousands of years. I mean, obviously for most of the Earth's existence, people weren't around, but for most of human existence, it has just been a hellscape. Yeah. You know, like
totally.
There was no plumbing, there was no electricity, no refrigeration, no like
modern medicine's amazing.
No modern medicine, women weren't allowed to be educated. You know, there was absurd levels of racism.
I don't even understand the women thing. Like, who did that? Who decided that so long ago that they just changed it like 100 years ago
or even less? Like,
there's still countries now.
No, but
where,
I know. But
right.
What I'm saying is, like, how did that become a thing in the fucking first place? Like, where, like, do not teach her anything.
Yeah,
do not teach her fucking anything.
Yeah, these women. Once
she's trying to learn some shit. She's trying to learn some shit. Get her out of here.
Yeah,
this is the CG I love. That's the CG I married. The one who wants women educated.
Women in the until the 70s, basically, they couldn't even get credit. You know, they couldn't be buying houses or opening businesses.
They're like, you can't give her money.
Excuse me, do you have like a man that's going to sign? I mean, are we going to be serious
she
here?
She can't pay this back. What are you talking about? You gave her money?
You out of your mind?
What the fuck? What kind of establishment is this?
So, yeah, and I think Chicago led the way with the plumbing. And even then, they fucked up a couple of times along the way. And then, like, you know, the sewage would bleed into, like, fresh water. And then, yeah, and I mean, they finally got it right, I think, in the late 19th century. But it took a damn long time.
I just think it's amazing we have cities like Philly or, like, Manhattan, you know, as the bigger one, obviously. But, like, that you can take care of at all. You know what I mean? There's so many millions of people and so many structures all piled in on top of each other, roads and that you can barely fit on. There's so much fucking traffic. I can't believe it all functions.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? No, every time I drive through the fucking city, I'm like, I can't believe it all functions. Well, like with the rat thing in fucking New York City, and they multiply, like, rats are a fucking virus. Like, how do you get rid of, like, a virus? Like,
well, that's why they would have so many diseases that were running rampant back then. Like, you know, that's a lot of it was just because they didn't know what to do with the sewage.
And I would have been dead at around. Like one or two.
You know what's crazy?
They're like, have the women get rid of these rats. Well, they don't know how to do shit anyway.
I was rewatching. I was rewatching some of the John Adams miniseries on HBO, and something like a subtle thing that I love that they do is that in every scene, and these are like the founding fathers of our country, every scene flies are buzzing around. And this is in like the halls of Congress, and like they're uncomfortable.
In what is this movie?
John Adams. Yeah, the HBO miniseries that came out, you know, a little while ago, and it's like,
oh, so they show you that they wanted it to look like, really how it was,
and like by the time anyone's in their 50s, their teeth are just rotting.
Bro, everything is wrong with them by the time they're in their 50s.
Yeah,
back then, like it was miserable. Did you see that Seth MacFarlane movie, the one, you know, 150 Ways to Die in the West or something?
That's it.
Where he say, well, he says that was the worst, you know, time to live. That's his opinion, and it's pretty fucking hilarious, bro.
It's, you know what, but like
that's the whole premise of the movie, basically, like how horrible shit was, and that was only 200 years ago or whatever.
I learned, and this might sound obvious, but I saw pictures that kids were going to work in coal mines. These children had black lung. They'd work like 12-hour days in coal mines. Kids.
Gotta bring home that cheddar.
You know what? I think it was in Boston that they passed the first laws. They were really progressive because at a certain point they said that children under the age of 12 weren't allowed to work more than 10 hours a day. That was a fucking law on our books not that long ago. They were like, this is, I mean, they're just kids.
You guys, they're like, children. You
know, they're children, for fuck's sake. We can work from like 8 a.m. to 6.
10-hour days, 7 days, 10-hour days. That's it. All right?
You guys didn't see probably the New York Times investigative piece that came out like 2 years ago about all the child labor and factories. These are major companies in our country are like just using these immigrants that come into our country and just like, yeah, put them to work in the fucking factory. And like easy to
with
like,
children, they're putting children in the factories.
I mean, they would claim to be older, but it's not like they had good documentation. They knew they were like
19 years old.
Oh, this says 19. Cool. Yeah, get in there. It's horrible.
So sad.
Yeah, but
and in other countries, obviously there.
I mean, it's not that sad to me. Like, if they want the job, that's the only thing.
They
like,
need to.
No, but I get it. But like,
are in other countries that they're like, you know, this 11-year-old is like, wish I could go to America so I could just, you know, put
work
in a
factory,
put a good honest work
in
week
good,
in a factory,
and they work hard as fuck.
And if they fuck up and they're like, you know, their hand gets mangled by something, they're like, well, I'm not going to do anything because I'll get thrown out of this country. They're scared, you know, so it's horrible.
This world makes me want to cry. I left that history class. I went up to the teacher and I was like, you just taught me so much. She was like half complimented and then kind of looking at me like I might be stupid that I didn't know a lot of it. But I was like, my mind was blown. I was like, oh my God, I hate this world.
Yeah, it's tough.
Like, I feel like when we grew up, teachers would teach a certain way where a lot of them just lectured for like an hour straight and you took notes. And even if they were saying some of this stuff, they were so boring that it would like leave my brain after the test. But when you have a good teacher who's making it exciting and relatable, this teacher was phenomenal. I couldn't believe it. I was like stressed out. I was Googling child labor and what's still going on now. And I was just once again like, oh, thank God I live in this time period, because I would not have made it for like a year anywhere else. Throwing shit down the street? No, thank you.
So to your point about great teachers, like I remember a history teacher that I had, I think it was like 10th grade or something, and he started to talk about Andrew Jackson, and he called up a kid in our Steiny, and he called up this kid in our class, and he goes, look at him, that's Andrew Jackson. This is his height. He weighed about this. It seems like that's probably about what you weigh. He goes, this was the size of him. He was a general. He had a bullet lodged in his chest. You know, he's this ultimate badass that didn't take any shit from anyone. And like from that moment on, I'm like, okay, I'm going to listen to everything you have to say about Andrew Jackson. Because just like, you know, when you bring it, a good teacher can bring something to life like that. You know, it's like, okay, let's go. This is really
all
cool.
Right, look, I would think that you guys were fucking nerds, you know, because you're like, I'm into history and you always bring up like old what? Presidents and stuff
dude,
like that.
History
but
is awesome.
You're making it sound awesome right now.
Oh,
okay.
Thank you.
I'm not going to lie. You guys got me into it right now. So,
and it's so important. And Cobble was kind of saying this and making you appreciate where we are now, because things are still fucked up. But like, I would have been dead so long ago. I'm on so much medication and supplements and vitamins now to help beat the Lyme disease. And I had to find a specialist. Like, she's one out of, I'm going to say like 100,000, basically. Like, I hit the jackpot with her. And I'm just like, wow, I would be a goner if I didn't have all this medication, my red light therapy for my foot. Like, I'm really utilizing some extra shit to just keep going. And
you
our
wouldn't
lifelines
necessarily be dead. You'd just be like mangled.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You'd
like
just
you'd
wish you were
stump,
dead.
You'd have a stump for one arm. You'd have, you know what I mean? Like you just, it'd be that kind of stuff. But you wouldn't be dead though.
I think I might be dead, and I would probably wish for death if I, because even UTIs, like if you get a
bad
UTI.
Oh yeah, you
bury
your wife from a UTI back in the day.
Yeah, yeah. Like things
yeah,
that
that's,
now
that's
we
a new wife time.
Yeah. Oh shit, new wife time again.
I will miss her. I do not remember her name, but she was a good woman. And then like you just get a new wife from like the next village.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Lifelines have been extended a lot since 100 years ago. Yeah. And
I was thinking,
is it a good thing? Probably.
Yesterday I went on a walk with my wife and she's deaf in one ear and a dog, and she's also scared of dogs. A dog started running at us from just somebody's, like, the house that we were walking the sidewalk started running at us. Don't be alarmed. This dog maybe weighed 4 pounds, if that. This little, like, and just one of those dogs started running at us. I go, oh, she hears it and turns around completely the other direction, totally disoriented because she's half deaf, has nobody. And then the dog comes up and she's like, ah! She screamed, and I was like, yeah, I couldn't have sent you out on a hunt. You would have been not
But I
good.
Would also like to say, keep your dogs on a leash, people.
Dude, that thing could have killed us.
No, like little dogs can take a bite out of your ankle, and they're scary, and it's just like, we talked about dogs last time and stuff. It's just like, if you have a pet, keep it under control.
You know what else I think about from the olden days is that like I've pretty much exceeded life expectancy from about 100 years ago already.
Yeah.
I ran in a 5K this morning with my 9-year-old daughter. And right before it's starting, I'm like, should we stay together or what do you want me to do? And she's like, win this thing. Which is what she told me last year.
Aww.
I was like, you want me to win it? All right, I can't, but I'm going to
try. Jules is fucking badass, bro.
Yeah, she is. And last year, I came in like 7th. I did really, this year I came in like 16th. Still all right, but didn't win it.
You would have been dead already 100 years ago.
Were there a bunch of like 19-year-olds running these things? Or
there
what?
Were some badasses, but yeah, you know, bunch of kids, bunch of adults.
What was your time?
It was like 22:40 or something. So it came out to about 720 per mile, which is like,
I'm impressed.
Slower than last year, but all right. And in the final stretch, you think you're digging deep, and this kid flew past me in the final stretch.
And you were at full, were you at full sprint just about?
I was as good as I was going to do at that point
right.
in the race.
Right.
And he just fucking, he flew past me like I wasn't moving. And I was like, God damn, that kid just punked me so hard. But then you remember, I mean, like, I'm not even supposed to be alive right now. This is a child.
Right.
Yeah. Exactly.
And I looked when, like, the race times, because y'all have your chip, and he was 11. The kid that flew past me was 11.
The kid was 11 years old?
He was 11 years old.
Wow.
Little bastard.
Yeah.
Yo, so, wow, that's a pretty good time, man. And listen, that kid didn't beat you that bad. If he just passed you right then...
Right.
Right at the end of the race?
He won for all the kids, I think. Hmm. Like, I don't think kids are as
Congrats,
fast as we
John.
Were back in the day.
Congrats on still being alive.
Kids were fast as
and
fuck.
Killing
Remember,
marathons.
Like, Swoop ran the mile like 5 minutes when he was fucking 11.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I ask my kids when they have to like run the mile. It's like, well, one kid did it in like 7 minutes. I'm like, what the hell is wrong with these kids? Like, that's the time that you're impressed by? Your kids.
Right, right.
It's like, that sucks. That's embarrassing.
I was doing six flats in middle school.
Yeah.
And then when I was in cross country, I did five flat in like ninth grade.
Maniacs.
I've got an employee of mine who's like 23. I ran with him last week. And we're both training for Broad Street, 10-mile run. And he's not as far along with it as I am. So we ran like 3 miles together. And then he was like, all right, I'm going to turn around. I'm like, I'm going to go a little bit further. So I went like another 0.5 mile before I turned around. And I had in my head, like, all right, I'm going to smoke him on the way back. I'm going to catch up on the way back. And I did.
That's a full extra mile, bro.
Full extra. Thank you. Thank you. Because that's pertinent to the story. I catch up with him with like a mile left. And he's like, wow, you caught up. We ran together for like a 0.5 mile. And then he's like, all right, I'm going to take off. And because he's 23. And like when he turns on the burners, I couldn't do it. And
Didn't
then
you say he was like a college soccer player or some shit?
Yeah, I've talked about
it. Bro, you can't fuck with a college soccer player running.
And he said somebody saw us, and the next day it's like, Koppel did his best at the end. I did. I was like, motherfucker, I ran an extra mile. Like, what are you talking about?
Wait, is this the kid talking shit?
Yeah.
Are you saying that? Oh.
No, but he was like in a patronizing way. It's like, Koppel did his thing, you know, like in the end I had. I'm like, you didn't win.
Yo, he dicked you, man. That ain't cool at all.
I mean, he knew he was fucking with me.
Oh,
but
he
at
did?
The same
right.
time, I don't know that he knew because he was like, we were together. Yo, you slowed me down those first
Yo,
three,
you need
bro.
To fire that pussy. You need to pull the boss card.
Should I fire him right here?
I feel like you should call him right now and fire him live on the podcast.
No.
Dude, that's like the move. That's the move after that.
Should we do that?
Are you being
like,
serious?
He has the athleticism. Koppel got his phone out. Kate thought we were really doing it. Oh, that was epic.
That would have been cool.
All right, guys. Epic. We are going to wrap up.
All right.
You can find Koppel on Instagram at peaks_podcast because whenever I ask you, you say there's nowhere to find you, and that's not totally
that's
true.
That's bullshit.
Yeah, I don't want to be found.
Oh, he's running these marathons.
Yeah. I love attention. Yeah, find me.
CG, where can they find you? CG.
Any show you invite me to, baby.
CG.Wolf, and we're both performing with my son Shane at the Yard in Ambler, PA on 4/26, a Saturday at 8 p.m. So come on out to that if you're in the area. And thank you all so much for listening.
Thanks, y'all.
Bye.
Thank you. R.I.P. George Foreman.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.